This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Shrestha with the news, the headlines first. House of Representatives passes the Alternative Development Finance Mobilization Bill by a majority vote. Opposition parties obstruct House proceedings demanding Prime Minister's attendance. Former Finance Minister's suggestions range from economic reforms to austerity measures. And Pakistan Prime Minister Sharif to visit China from Saturday. Now the news in detail. The House of Representatives today passed the Alternative Development Finance Mobilization Bill 2082 by a majority vote. At the second meeting of the House of Representatives held today, the Alternative Development Finance Mobilization Bill presented by Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle was passed by a majority of the House. Similarly, the meeting also approved three bills presented on behalf of Prime Minister Balendra Shah by Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Sobhita Gautam for consideration. The House approved by majority vote the House of Representative Members Election First Amendment Bill 2083, the Voter List First Amendment Bill 2083, and the National Forensic Science Laboratory Establishment and Operation Bill 2081. During the bill approval process, opposition lawmakers protested in front of the rostrum, demanding that the Prime Minister personally present the bills, answer lawmakers' concerns, and remain accountable to Parliament. Speaker Dol Prasad Arial informed the House that lawmakers wishing to amend the approved bills could submit proposals to the Federal Parliament Secretariat. Meanwhile, during the first meeting of the House of Representatives today, opposition parties had obstructed the parliamentary session demanding answers from Prime Minister Balendra Shah in Parliament. MPs demanded that the Prime Minister appear in Parliament and answer questions in line with House regulations. Lawmakers urged the Speaker to summon the Prime Minister, warning that ignoring Article 56 and avoiding Parliament could encourage autocratic behaviour. They also noted that no time had been allocated for direct questioning of the Prime Minister, despite the provision requiring it during the first week of the session. As protesting lawmakers refused to sit, Speaker Dol Prasad Arial adjourned the meeting for 15 minutes. Arial later said the urgent time procedure would be made more systematic through discussions in the Business Advisory Committee. Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle has held a meeting with 8 former finance ministers and received recommendation to be considered while formulating the upcoming national budget. Sharing that preparation of the executive budget proposal for the upcoming fiscal year was in its final stage, Finance Minister Dr. Wagle sought suggestions from former finance ministers and economists. During the meeting, Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle said preparations were underway for a budget focused on improving the living standards of ordinary Nepalese through good governance. Dr. Wagle noted that all former finance ministers had worked for the benefit of the country and its people despite differing circumstances. Former finance ministers participating in the discussion also suggested economic reforms and effective revenue collection measures for the upcoming budget. The task force formed to prepare a paper on constitution amendment began a discussion with representatives of various political parties. The panel, formed under the coordination of Prime Minister Balendra Shah's political advisor Ashim Shah, is currently holding the discussion with political parties at Prime Minister's office in Simhadarbar. Suggestions on the major issues for change in constitution would be garnered in the dialogue. Minister for Education and Sports Susmit Pokhrel has blessed continued efforts to develop the sports sector and ensure greater recognition for athletes despite limited resources. Speaking at a farewell program for Nepal's national women's football team ahead of the SAF Women Championship 2026, he praised the team's strong national and international performances and handed over the national flag and team jersey to the players. The SAF Women Championship 2026 will be held in Madgaon of Goa in India from the 25th of May to the 6th of June. Nepal's team will depart on the 22nd of May and return on the 8th of June after the tournament. Selection and Recommendation Committee has begun reviewing applications from 218 candidates for vice-chancellor positions at 8 universities. The committee, formed under the Ministry of Education and Sports, had called for applications on the 8th of May within a with a 10-day deadline. It is now checking documents and preparing to publish a shortlist of eligible candidates for the next stage of selection. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Biraj Bhagdasrestha has emphasized the need for timely completion of the Jagadullah Hydropower Company Limited project during an inspection visit to its head office in Kathmandu. Despite the difficult geography of the Karnali region, he appreciated the project's progress and said it would improve local livelihoods and contribute to Nepal's energy sector. He also assured government support to resolve technical or administrative issues to avoid delays. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
बजारमा नयाँ कि थाहैन नेपाल टेलिकमका विभिन्न सेवाका अफरहरू सस्तो सारै सस्तोमा खरिद गर्न परेमा *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नु पर्ने रहेछ त्यही भएर कण्ठ पारिरख्या
हो र दाई
त्यति मात्र हो र भाइ नेपाल टेलिकमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ नि त
*1415
मलाई पनि कण्ठै भयो दाई
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. India's Home Minister Amit Shah has gifted 40 kilograms of sandalwood for worship rituals at Pashupatinath Temple. The sandalwood was handed over to the Chief Priest Ganesh Bhatta in coordination with House of Representatives member Sandeep Rana. India annually provides sandalwood for Sri Yantra worship at the temple and it was later handed over to Sushila Sharma for storage. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. Pakistan Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif will visit Beijing from Saturday to Tuesday for talks, the Chinese Foreign Ministry said, without specifying whether the war in Iran would be discussed. According to the AFP news agency, Pakistan and China have both sought to mediate in the Middle East conflict sparked by US and Israeli strikes. A ceasefire agreement since the 8th of April has halted hostilities, but US President Donald Trump warned on Wednesday that the window for diplomacy was closing. Chinese ministry spokesperson Guo Jiankun told a press conference on Thursday that the leaders of China and Pakistan will have an in-depth exchange of views on bilateral relations and issues of common concern. Pakistan has emerged as a central mediator between the US and Iran hosting talks last month. Tehran says it is reviewing the latest US response to its proposal aimed at ending the nearly 3-month US-Israel war on Iran as Pakistan intensifies mediation efforts amid warnings from US President Donald Trump that talks are at a borderline stage between a deal and a renewed strikes. According to Al Jazeera, Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Ismail Baghai said Iran has received and is assessing Washington's views. Meanwhile, Pakistan's Army Chief Asim Munir is scheduled to visit Tehran for consultations with Iranian officials, while Interior Minister Mohsin Naqvi arrived in Iran on Wednesday for further discussions on the US proposal. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy over Koshi, Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, partly cloudy in the remaining hilly and Himalayan regions and mainly fair over the remaining Tarai regions. There is also a possibility of light to moderate rainfall and snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places of Koshi, Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. House of Representatives passes the Alternative Development Finance Mobilization Bill by a majority vote. Opposition parties obstruct House proceedings demanding Prime Minister's attendance. Former Finance Minister's suggestions range from economic reforms to austerity measures. And Pakistan Prime Minister Sharif to visit China from Saturday. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.